Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Hour Friday, 11:40 means Roddy DeBalsi joins the show from UGASports.com. Roddy picks his own walk-up song that's related to the football game. It's themed for the football game, the Georgia game coming up the next day. You want to explain this one to the people, Roddy?
Well, you know, it's ASAP Ferg. It's plain Jane, and that's what we're going to see in this offense this week. Very plain ball control, field position, don't do anything stupid. And I like his line in there about, you know, check it with me and do your job. You know, that's just do your job. And, of course, the first line, you know, ride with the mob. That Sanford Stadium is going to be sideways come Saturday night at 7 o'clock. They haven't lost a game at night in a long time there. So I expect to be a loud crowd. Hopefully kind of get Tennessee off their mark a little bit. They've only played two true road games this year, so maybe get them a little rattled and try to pull your team through it. I don't expect a lot of fireworks. Until that is between the third and fourth quarter, that will be fireworks. So that's a new thing for folks going to the stadium. But I expect it to be a slog. I mean,
me too.
Just do your job, Georgia. You don't need to impress us. You don't need to impress the committee. You just need to win.
Rob, what's the biggest surprise for you about this football team? Obviously, Carson Beck is definitely probably number one on everything else. But going into the season, you know, with the expectations that this team had, and you are where you are, especially last week. Well, let me go back to last week. Have you ever seen Georgia be dominated physically like they were up front?
Well, the last time I saw that happen was at Ole Miss in 2016.
Right. Yeah.
The bookmarks. Yeah. I mean, that's the last time I saw them get there. Even at Auburn in, what was it, 2017, it wasn't, say, a physical butt-whipping like that. That was the last time I seen Georgia get manhandled, and it happened again. I know people want to point to Alabama a few years ago, but that's only because of one or two clips on the offensive line where you got two-on-ones. That's not the same thing. But they were just beat up on both sides. And if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago what was the biggest surprise, I'd have said the fact that this is the first Georgia team that I can remember under Kirby Smart in a long time that has not gotten better as the years progress.
Right.
He's always saying, hey, each week we're going to get better. And after every time that Georgia had a bad half, we kept saying, hey, wait until Georgia puts one half, you know, puts a whole game together and not just one half. This team is going to be unstoppable. And we haven't seen that. Now I'm to the point of wondering, can they put together an entire game? We've been waiting for the other shoe to fall, but it just may not. But now, after this Ole Miss game, you say, what's the biggest surprise? And it has to be the run game. And I understand. You're down a lot of running backs. Trevor Etienne banged up. Cass Jones in a boot. Branson Robinson out. Roderick Robinson out. I get that. But at some point, I expected that offensive line that was returning all but one starter to be able to be strong at the point of attack, to get pushed on the line of scrimmage, move it forward a bit. Right now, I would not put money on Georgia converting third and one with a run, run up the middle, B gap, C gap, wherever you want to go. And in years past, you could always count, hey, if Georgia can get third and one, they've got a first down. And I just don't trust the run game. A lot of people want to complain about Carson Beck and Mike Bobo, but I'm like, look, if you handcuff a quarterback and an offensive coordinator without a run game, it makes it a heck of a lot easier. And I guess the writing should have been on the wall when he threw for 50 passes, you know, early in the season. We're like, wait a minute, they do not trust the run game. This isn't by choice that Mike Bobo's throwing. It's because he's got no other options.
You said Cash is out too, so Trevor and Cash is out. Did you say Cash is in a boot?
Cash has been wearing a boot.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing, you know, he's listed as questionable. Our sources tell us that he has practiced. So I think it is one of those more precautionary things. He was in a boot after the Ole Miss game. He was in a boot Monday, again Tuesday. So I think when he's not at practice, they're putting him in a boot. So he could still go. You know, it's just like Anthony Evans. Will Anthony Evans play? He's kind of running, you know, full speed. But we were also told that Trevor Etienne was ready to go last week, and he played a very, very few snaps. Yeah. And now he's at list as out. So right now, I'm not trusting either team's injury reports. You saw Lane Kiffin playing games with it last week. You know, you knew they were confident because he's goofing around on the injury report. So I don't trust his injury reports as far as I can throw them.
Yeah, that's probably the right way to look at it. They're non-committal on Nico Iamaleava. I mean, obviously, it makes a big difference. Yeah. How much does that impact your analysis of this football game, whether or not Tennessee's starting quarterback is able to go?
I'm not as scared of their starting quarterback as I am as their starting running back.
Right.
And Georgia has been okay against the run, but they've not been Georgia against the run. They've not been as stout. They missed some of their run fits, some of the gap assignments. I mean, there was a time there. Remember, we were talking about, you know, the fact that Georgia leads the nation in drop passes, which is mind-boggling for a Georgia football team. But there were back-to-back games where they missed 15 and 16 tackles.
Damn.
Now, if you miss this guy, you can just forget it. He's going to make you pay. So, to this point, I don't think Georgia's had any running back get over 100 yards in a game. This cat's done it, what, 7 out of 8 times? So, I'm more worried about Georgia's run game and being able to protect your quarterback than I am whether or not Nico's in the game. And that's not taking anything away from Nico. He is an absolute superstar in this league. He's going to be a monster as he gets ages and gets more experience. But I think that what they need to do is just take advantage of the fact that Georgia has missed on some of its run fits and you know, just gash them.
What about, you know, when you talk about this defense, and I wanted to ask you about some of the personnel, because we keep asking, and we said, me and Andy, because I was going, I left, and we said, well, we need 11 and 13 to show up. And they showed up and showed the hell out. Was it more or less last week a game plan type thing because the ball was getting out of Ole Miss's quarterback hands so fast that they were as ineffective as they were?
Yeah, I mean, he held on to it, I think, for like 2.1 seconds. It's one of the fastest releases and the Georgia's faced in years. If you go back and look at the stats, the guy just, you know, Jackson Dart went up to the line and looked to see, you know, what coverage Georgia was showing or what they were going to be in or what he anticipated. And then he just looked for any linebacker that was going to be in coverage, any safety that was going to be in coverage, and any maybe, you know, if those two failed, he'd go to the stars. You notice he didn't throw against Georgia's cornerbacks
right.
all day.
Right.
He's like, I'm not worried about that because Georgia was schemed to stop the perimeter throws.
Yep.
That's what Ole Miss had been killing everybody with. And they said, okay, they're going to come in ready to take away our, you know, Z receiver. Or, you know, we're not going to give them that. We're not even going to go to that guy. We're going to find when you have Chris Cole or Jalen Walker or Malachi Starks or Janelle Aguero in coverage against either a tight end or a running back, you know, or our slot receiver. And it was brilliant. That's mm-hmm. why after the game, Kirby says, hey, we got out coached. We got out played yeah. because they weren't throwing against them. So that was – Jalen Walker can't do anything of that. Mykel Williams played the whole game, but I actually had to go back and look because I never heard his name called. He had one tackle. And, you know, they run it occasionally, but most of the time they were just picking on Georgia's mismatches in coverage, and that's how they were able to gash him.
Yeah, it was a really good game plan by mm-hmm. Lane Kiffin, no doubt. Riding yeah, to Ballsy Jones, UGASports.com, getting ready for Georgia and Tennessee tomorrow night. And we kind of did this in the first segment, and you've kind of been doing some of it as well. Like, there's plenty of issues, no doubt. Like, and it's easy to list the issues. But when you look at this matchup tomorrow, like, where are the advantages? I know Georgia has some, but as you see it, what are some of the...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Advantages that Georgia has.
It's going to sound weak, but it's really the home field advantage. Georgia hasn't been home in forever. And I asked Kirby about his offensive line. What's wrong, basically? And he said, we've been playing stout defenses. Well, you got another stout defense coming in. This is one of the best teams in the nation, you know, on defense. But they're not that great on offense. They are a little bit one-dimensional with the run game. Getting Mykael Williams back healthy, getting Smile Mundon back, there's an advantage there. So I like that advantage, but I also like the fact that they're playing at home. All these road games against tough defenses, it's demoralizing. It just kind of – you feel like you've been on the pain train for years, and now all of a sudden you're back home. You're going to be like, okay, you know, that crowd is going to get these guys juiced up. And you've seen when they make a big play on defense how it kind of it facilitates another big play on defense. So I like Georgia's defense against the team that doesn't have a running quarterback threat, which is good, and doesn't have the dangers with the passing game that we've seen in the past. So I like that. Got to like Georgia's special teams. Their lights out. And I know people aren't going to want to hear it, but you got Carson Beck. I mean, he's had some interceptions, but he's still a heck of a quarterback. Kirby Smart made the point that, he got us in trouble, against Florida, but he also got us out of trouble against Florida. Maybe getting Carson Beck at home, maybe getting him surrounded by some that environment, because he's a much better quarterback at home than he is on the road. There's no question in my mind. So I think that will help a lot. So, again, ride with the mob.
Back to the original point. Roddy, we appreciate the time.
Appreciate you, Rod.
Thanks, guys.
Riding to Boston there, UGASports.com, joins us every Friday at 11:40 to get ready for the upcoming Georgia game. And
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.